What's our lead today? What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, it is the Halloween season. Do you have a costume yet?
I haven't worn a costume since I was probably 12.
Well, we have a competition at work next week.
You think he's going to participate?
I mean, you're expected to dress up, Scott.
You should at least dress up for the KMBZ Odyssey Halloween.
Fine.
I think you should.
Then I've got one.
You should come as the dude.
No, I'm going to come as a Serbian mobster.
I was just about to say, you could come as a Serbian mobster.
Here's why I ask.
Come as the dude.
A very astute listener thought, why don't we put together a costume befitting for someone of your stature in this community?
Now, I don't believe they put this together. I believe they were just perusing the aisles at Spirit of Halloween.
Well, it's gone viral. It has taken off. And there is a costume specifically made for Scott Parks fans. And hang on a second, because I'm going to do this live. But don't turn it over yet. Don't turn it over yet.
I'm not.
And do we know the listener's name, Sam or Dan? Because
I know that one of them was made by a guy named Steve. Okay. I'm not sure about the other one.
Steve, I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the most creative, clever.
This is a Scott Parks costume?
This is a Scott Parks costume.
I don't even think she knows there's one for her,
too. 3, 2, 1. I want everyone to see the Scott Parks costume for 2024. And you can get this at any of those Halloween stores. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's a Dana Wright.
We're going to start with the Scott.
Okay. Nice job, Dan.
What does it say? What is your costume?
It says Western Shawnee guy.
The costume is Western Shawnee guy.
Includes cheater glasses, Cancun tickets, 80s hair, metal CDs, not included, a Germany backstory, a Kiss obsession, and that windshield.
Ooh, got to get a Twins reference in there.
Windshield sold separately.
It includes 80s hair metal CDs.
I can't believe I showed up for work like that one day.
Yep, you did.
Also not included, underwear.
All right, now what Dan did not tell me is there's a Dana Wright costume, and I have not seen this.
All right, so go over there, and I'll hand it to you.
Well, I'm live now, so I won't look, but you just read it to me.
Okay. Radio celebrity. Includes random studio animal, pickleball paddle, Advil, and Icy Hot. Not included, a wacky laugh, true crime obsession, and a co-host that may have lived in Germany.
We have no confirmation on the last one.
Very good. Very good.
Check out your local Spirit Halloween today. You will most certainly not find these costumes.
$28.
Okay. 28?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, that is funny.
Yeah, that's making the rounds on social media and being shared across the metro and
very funny
everywhere.
Very funny.
Thank you, Steve.
Western Tony guy.
I didn't notice a reference to Grey Poupon. Does it come with a jar of Grey Poupon?
It does not.
Is that in the fine print?
No.
Oh.
I love
very funny
for Dana's costume that they included Advil and Icy Hot because I made a call to my dad on the way into the studio. Something medically happened to me in the middle of the night that I would like to discuss with you all.
Oh, boy.
And the reason
is this safe for work?
Yes, it is.
Sound like it.
The reason I called my father is because around...
Wait, you called him in the middle of the night or you called him this morning about something?
I called him on the way in that overhappened. Because around the age of 50-ish, I remember this happening to my dad. And it was so bad, he went to go see a specialist. They thought, like, does he have MS? Like, what is going on? It turns out he's fine. So I called him to say, what is this? Why is it happening? And he gave me some tricks of the trade, if you will. At 3 o'clock this morning, I am in a deep, sound, peaceful sleep.
Okay.
My left leg, specifically my calf, Daniel, it seized up. A contraction the likes of which I have not felt since I gave birth.
A Charlie horse.
I come shooting straight up, and there was a moment where I almost panicked because I was trying to pull my leg back to get it to stop, and when I did that, it shot to the front of my leg, and the front of my leg seized. What's that part called right there? Your
shin.
Your shin, but higher.
Your knee?
Knee.
It? All right here. All right here.
You guys are so nice.
Dan, it got stuck, and I couldn't get it to stop. I'm just laying there writhing and screaming and can't get the damn thing back out or in or whatever you do. It stuck in that position and would not stop.
You know why? I've had that You're happen. Not drinking enough water.
I knew you were going to say that.
And so potassium,
yes.
Sodium, water.
Okay.
Yes.
My father said magnesium.
That too. Yeah. That is a muscle relaxant.
Oh, okay. And I should probably take that before bed. And Dr. Take, shameless plug, has those. So magnesium, potassium, and what? Mm-hmm. What was the third one?
Salt. Water.
And water. So the fancy salt that everybody talks about, the Celtic salt, the pink Himalayan salt, I think is one of them.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that in your water before you go to bed.
Oh, God.
Not a whole lot of it.
She doesn't drink water.
I will.
But first, you have to drink a lot of water. So as someone who had growing pains for 5 years of my life, that was a nightly occurrence for me because no matter what, I couldn't drink enough water.
I knew the phones would be ringing. I thought I was going to die. At one point, has it ever happened to anyone where it just won't stop and it is just seized in that position until, I don't know, you have to go to the ER?
No. Well, I sleep with a glass of water on my nightstand.
Yeah.
And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll drink water in the middle of the night. I don't get cramps or growing pains, whatever you want to call them, because I am hydrated. You're not hydrated. That's your problem.
Potassium, magnesium. And then my dad said my grandmother used to drink pickle juice.
Yep.
And he said that's
very hydrating.
It's not an old wives' tale. It's because there was so much salt in it.
It works.
I drink it every morning.
The salt will knock down your cramping?
Yes. Yeah. Almost immediately.
I didn't golf. I didn't play pickleball. I've been painting like a maniac for the last 2 days.
Isn't salt a diuretic?
Well, so if it's the regular iodized white table salt, yes, it will dehydrate you.
It's about finding your homeostasis at your age
and
physical ability.
Would that be a mature age?
Yes.
It would be a very mature age.
Is the Charlie horse something that happens only to the mature woman? I'm just asking.
It's happened to me.
I mean, I got them at 14.
Yeah, but growing pains is not the same as what happened to me last night. Mm. I thought my calf was birthing a child without an epidural.
And by the way, don't fight it. Fighting it makes it worse.
Yep.
So when you try to stretch it out, all that does is cause it to cramp harder. You need to drink water, you need to elevate, and you need to rest.
Okay. 3 a.m, that thing came knocking on Dana's door like the devil.
Do you know how much water you drank yesterday?
Zero. 0 grams.
No, I'm going to go right now and fill my little Kiowit cup, and I'm going to drink right out of that. Very excited.
You did not answer my question.
I did have a Diet Pepsi this morning, too.
No, what he asked was, do you know how much water you drank yesterday?
Overall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that you should keep track of.
I had 2 glasses of wine at dinner last night at Aqua Pennies.
Nope.
It is made of water, but that's not what we're talking about.
But it's also a diuretic.
I don't know what your problem is. You keep bringing up diuretics. I don't have that problem. My problem's lower.
No. A diuretic, like alcohol, is a diuretic. It makes you dehydrated. Like salt is a diuretic.
It will help strip the cells in your body of the water that it needs. And that's why you have to, as they say nowadays, hydrate.
I see what you're saying.
And they don't call it a dehydrator. It's called a diuretic. Like alcohol's a diuretic. Salt's a diuretic.
Yeah, it's about finding the balance. You know, having your minerals, your vitamins.
You may want to work in a daily banana.
Yes.
Okay, that I can do.
A banana a day keeps the diuretic away.
Okay, so the Western Shawnee guy Halloween costume is actually making the rounds on Facebook.
Is it really? Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
Everywhere. Right there, look.
Random studio animals, pickleball paddle, it just Advil, might show and Icy up Hot. Out on, we need to add magnesium and potassium to this list now. One size fits most.
Mackie wrote about it. Dead, I died, dead, resurrected, and then died again. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
And I'm sharing this right now.
So clever.
It's very funny.
And it makes me laugh.
All right. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.